This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. The Oshkosh School District's HR director is quitting. Belinda Pinkston cites personal reasons for her resignation that takes effect this summer. Pinkston came to Oshkosh when the former school superintendent Vicki Cartwright took over in 2018. Michael Nolte has already been selected to replace Pinkston. State lawmaker Gordon Hintz claims that Oshkosh city officials are not fighting hard enough for state funds. Hintz says the city lost out on $700,000 in the governor's 2022 state budget. He claims it was taken out by the Republican-controlled legislature. Page 2, the Chamber's 2022 business survey shows that businesses are optimistic about the local economy and this year's sales. Those surveyed did say both the state of Wisconsin and the U.S. are currently moving in the wrong direction. Some concerns expressed by businesses include a labor shortage and the supply chain crisis. You can find out more about the survey results right here on the Chamber's website. It looks like the latest COVID-19 spike may be over. The number of new cases is down significantly from 2 weeks ago. Hospitalizations are also down. Fox Valley hospitals report 20 fewer patients from just 1 week ago, and the ICU number is also down. Some odds and ends as we wrap up the month of January. EAA has canceled their event Hops and Props in March. Reasons include many of the brewery partners they've had in the past are no longer in business, and staffing for the event had become a challenge. Tickets will be refunded, and the EAA hopes to bring back Hops and Props again in 2023. Oshkosh Defense has unveiled their electric version of the JLTV vehicle. The EJLTV charges its own battery in 30 minutes, eliminating the need for a charging station. It's also considered very, very quiet, in fact, almost silent. Developers of the Smith School Project have gotten what they wanted, $300,000 in a no-interest loan for their project from the city of Oshkosh. The former Oregon Street School will be converted into low-income apartments. That's Newsworthy for Thursday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Tuesday on the Chamber website.